This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
EW to his friends, Eric Wiltshire.
Welcome back to Postcard from Pop Bread. And you know, boys and girls, I've been going on about, or banging on about the fact, there has to be life in games, other than where you die, shoot people, blow things up and all the rest of it. Because it does concern me that, seriously, how can you educate kids in games and gaming when the only games they were watching were like 18 certificate films? Well, we have a eureka moment for you. We've cracked it. We have on the line now, all the way from the UK, the lovely Lorraine Starr, who's going to tell us all about something that's being made for kids. But not only that, it's on the new Windows tablet and I want one. Welcome to the programme, Lorraine.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, my darling. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Jolly spiffing. Now, tell me about this game you guys have produced.
Okay, we've produced a game and it's called Chimpact. And it features Chuck, who's a very cuddly, lovely chimp.
Well, like me, you mean?
Definitely like you. Definitely like you, Eric. And he goes on his travels through the jungle looking for gems and bananas. And, I mean, the game's got real family appeal.
Right.
And, I mean, the great thing about it is that we've been sent pictures showing two-year-olds playing the game. And also adults love it as well.
So you're kind of like bridging the gap between, dare I say, the Silver Surfer and the teenager.
Absolutely.
Or the grandchild, absolutely. If you know what I mean.
Absolutely. I mean, the best quote I saw recently was a review done by a little girl who said, "I'm age 6 and I love this game, but it gets hard, so my mummy has to help me sometimes."
Oh, that's marvellous. That's wonderful.
It sums up the exact market that we're aiming for.
So why did you choose this over the traditional shoot 'em up game?
As a studio, we had years making shoot-em-up games and war games, and we wanted to do something that was fun, something that we all believed in, that we could enjoy making, and most of all, that we would appeal to a wide range of people. Right. Anybody can pick up and play our game.
So we're talking under PG rated then?
Definitely. It's rated for age 4+.
Really? That's it.
Rating, yeah.
So it's similar to the sort of Nintendo-type, Xbox 360-type kids' games level of family entertainment?
Absolutely, that's spot on.
All right, well, that's okay. So okay, you said you've been in the industry a long time. I don't believe that from your photograph for a minute. but having said that, so where have you guys come from to get to this point?
We all started in the games industry back in the 80s.
Really?
We were working away on Spectrums, Commodores and Amstrads.
Oh, I've gone all unnecessary now because I actually built my first Sinclair machine.
Really?
Yeah, that was a long time ago as well. Oh. Yeah, and then went to Commodores as well. So, yeah, you started off in that era.
That era, and we've literally sort of worked our way through just about genre of gaming between us.
Right.
So we've done your sports games, your war games, arcade games, and also a lot of licensed children's games during that time.
Mm.
So we've got good...
This sounds like it's a bit of a passion of yours.
It is, very definitely. I mean, nobody can understand how I've got to my age and I can still sit there playing games all day.
Well, I'm the same, so don't worry about it. As the boss says to me, I like coming to your office. It's full of toys.
Exactly.
I say
exactly.
They're broadcast units, but he says they're toys. So this game, not only is it a very new game, but it's also associated to Windows 8, isn't it?
It is. I mean, that was really exciting for us. We actually changed the game to go on the Windows 8 platform.
Right.
So unlike the phone versions, it plays in landscape mode, and it just looks incredible.
Oh, now you've got me. I'm going to go techie on you now. Because the one thing I hate about a lot of the games is when you get them onto a tablet, slate, call it what you will, they're always the whole aspect of it's wrong because it's designed for a phone, which is totally different to a tablet device.
That's correct, yes, and we've actually designed the Windows 8 version specifically for the tablets, and of course your desktop PC.
Yes.
So you can look at it in beautiful widescreen as well, full HD.
full HD, get in there, gal. now, how does, when you get, the other problem with these sort of games is, when you get them, you end up paying about 20 times for the game to get it on your home equipment. How do you sort of combat that with kids wanting it?
It is a one-off payment for the game.
Oh, right.
There are in-app purchases that will help you along the way. The currency that we use is bananas, which lets you out the game.
I like that. Bananas. Yeah, I get the slip up. Never mind. I won't do any more of those, I promise. But the currency is bananas. I'm losing the plot now.
Just like us.
Yeah, totally bananas. So if you want to, so you can start off low level and not have to spend loads of money.
Absolutely. I mean, in effect, you know, if you're very good at the game, you can actually complete it without spending any money other than the purchase price.
And what's the purchase price? And is it like £40 or £50?
Well, we've got a promotion running at the moment, so this is a good time to ask, where it's 99p.
What?
To grab it while it's hot.
99 pence.
It's 99 pence.
Well, knowing kids' pocket money these days, you can get that as well, can't you? So in other words, you haven't gone like that. Some of the big box games have gone crazy for it. You're keeping it low level, so you know anybody, even on a modest income, can go. That's not a problem.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. So tell me where you find it.
If you go onto your Windows 8. Desktop PC, tablet, or mobile phone.
And you go to the store because I like
my
Windows.
You go to the store.
Yeah.
You can just search for Chimpact, or it has actually appeared in the charts across all those devices.
Oh, nice.
But if you search for Chimpact under games, you'll find it.
But how do we spell Chimpact?
It's Chimpact.
Beautiful. And is there a website the same as that, Lorraine?
There is. It's www.chimpact.com.
Dear listener, we'll stick that on our normal schedule of programming so you can look on script and we'll put the link on there for you as well. Is it a case then that this is a one-off, Lorraine, or are you looking to do more children-friendly aspects as well?
We're definitely doing more children-friendly aspects. We're looking to build up the Chimpact brand. Because it's proving to be so popular, and we've actually got another game that's in the pipeline that we're due to complete shortly.
You're going to tell me about that soon, aren't you?
I'll tell you about it soon. I don't want to give too much away now.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
But it looks amazing.
So we've actually got to the point where we've got a studio now looking at making games that the entire family can play.
Exactly.
Eureka. I take my hat off to you for that, Lorraine. Give me the web address again for Chimpact, please.
It's www.chimpact.com.
We'll be back in a couple of seconds, dear listener. Have a listen to this little jingle.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.
Well, that was amazing. Thank you, Lorraine, for that. Over near Manchester, absolutely brilliant. Games for kids. What do you reckon, Rach?
I love that. I've got a 15-year-old daughter, and she isn't into the – she was a little bit into the blood and gutsy stuff when we first got the Xbox, but I said, dear, no. And now she likes games that are nice, but she also likes Justin Bieber, so what can I tell you?
Well, there's no answer to that one as well. But it's really nice, and I'm very pleased to say that we were on the ball because after us, the Sun newspaper have written about it. ho, ho.
Absolutely.
Ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho, ho. So we were first. Anyway, moving along. We wish Rachel good luck with that. And as we said, we'll put the...
Lorraine.
Lorraine, sorry. Thank you. We'll put the...
I'll take it.
We'll put the URL on Scrib for you. So if you want to have a look at it, you can carry on from there. Another one of... I've always had this thing in my head that Heinz were English, but they're not. I don't know why that is. But anyway, Heinz has been bought by Microsoft's friend.
Yeah. Well, how can they be English with a name like Heinz?
Heinz.
He was very good, Heinz, wasn't he? I remember him.
I was waiting for that. Where did he come from then?
He was German.
What, the pop star?
He wasn't actually. You know, Heinz wasn't German.
No, he wasn't.
English.
He was English.
He was actually English, but he pretended to be German.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I think Warren Buffett's bought it, hasn't he?
Well.
Why? Why? We have ways of making you sauce.
Yeah, a blender.
But he's true, though.
57 ways of making your sauce, actually.
Absolutely. Spot on, Mark. Because when I first came to Slovakia, you couldn't get Heinz tomato ketchup. It was horrible. Really? You had to get the local stuff. Now we've got it, of course. Yeah. And you know, you can... It's funny. Actually, it's disappointing in one way, but not in others. Because you can see the sales of Heinz grow. You know, the holes in the shelves, whereas the local stuff... doesn't get bought as much anymore, but it is a bit naff.
Same here. We've got a beautiful brand of sauce called Rosella.
Yeah.
After the pretty, pretty bird. And it's going under, and Heinz is taking over. It's most tragic. But moving on.
It's also what surprised me about Heinz is why did they think their microwavable snap pots would sell? I think that's incredible. Is it because people find it so hard to actually cook it the old-fashioned difficult way?
Or pour water on it?
Yeah, no. You put them in a pan and stir them. Yeah, and now you've got to have microwavable ones because it's too difficult.
It's more eco-friendly, dear.
Is it?
Yeah.
How can it be more eco-friendly? What? They're in a plastic pot.
Number one, you don't use the energy of the cooker, which is not a very good thing anyway.
It's still in a plastic pot that you can't get rid of for the rest of eternity until the meteor hits us.
Number two, you don't have to wash up, which means no soap powders, no extra water heating, no drying up.
I just lick all the dishes and then put them away.
Oh, lovely.
That's a good idea. My dog used to do that.
And number three, you can recycle plastically.
Plastically?
Well, you can turn it into road surfaces and things like that. But who does that? How many roads? All right, I'm going to go out and cover my driveway in plastic pots. The simple fact is,
you could cover that ding in your Bentley with it.
Yeah.
That's very personal, Rachel, and that's very hurtful.
I'm sorry.
Are you saying my Bentley's microwavable?
At least I called it a Bentley.
You did. I love you. You are gorgeous.
I love you too.
Anyway, Heinz has got over. I just think there's a load of money being made by some directors out of that one, but that's another story.
28 now, billion? That's a lot of dosh.
What, 28 billion?
Yeah, that's what he sold it for, isn't it?
I know, a lot of money.
Bought it for, I mean.
Yeah,
sorry.
Bought it for.
And it's called Buffet.
Well, no, actually, be careful. Buffet. Don't fall into the trap of everyone else. It's still subject to shareholder approval.
Well, he's paying 20% over the highest price of the share value. I can't imagine they're going to turn it down.
I just want it to be correct.
Yes.
Because it is still subject to being endorsed by the shareholders. Yeah. Moving along. Now, this is a film I've got to see. Die Hard, the new one from Bruce Willis. I am going to see it.
Don't do it. It's called Die Harden arteries. The man is 800 years old, and all his hair is in his nose and his ears. And pack it in, John McClane. Pack it in, John McClane.
No.
You can't jump cabs anymore.
No.
Leave it be.
There's a rule. There's a rule, Rach. Every critic of the Lovey Brigade has said it's rubbish, which means it's brilliant.
But you love Formula One, so we're going to differ straight away.
She's got you. I love Hot Pants Brunsden.
Hot Pants Brunson is on fire.
Yeah.
But she's, I mean, she's had nine coffees. She's on fire.
There's a wonderful advert for
everybody.
The first Die Hard movie. Yeah. The first Die Hard movie, I have to say, because it was made when he had hair, it was quite good. And yeah. Alan Rickman, brilliant British actor, loved him as a villain. The rest,
absolutely.
Oh, they were, what do we call it, Mike? Brown. It was all brown.
I like the Die Hard franchise.
It was a
it's
good
called Try Hard.
No, it's escapism. We all know it's not real.
It's a good franchise, but like Hot Pants says, he's too old now. He's a little fat, baldy man. And he's jumping around like
Rocky.
Exactly. And blinking heck, if that is plastic surgery that's done that to his face, that is unbelievable. He looks like his mother.
But actually, I've got a question for you lovies.
Yes, dear.
Normally, this is how I read it anyway. Film comes out, if it's successful, it doesn't go on to the subscription movie channels or DVDs very quickly. They milk every penny out of the movie.
Not so much nowadays.
Well, that's my question, you see, because the new James Bond film is already being released on everything. I think it's next week it's out on DVD and Blu-ray. Well, it's already on the subscription pay TV film channels.
Yeah. I've got my I'm going to put my rant pants on for a moment. Yeah. You all know, and as I'm going to mention because I'm gratuitously self-promoting, I was an actress and I wrote two feature films, which were filmed, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
And
what were
I
they?
Have Oh, they were called The Outcast and The Outcast 2. How original. Yep. I was 15 at the time. I was Barbara Streisand. Yes, I was. Anywho, because I worked in the entertainment industry, I have a real issue with piracy, a massive issue. All the stuff on my radio show, which is called Strictly No Chit Chat and is available on Spreaker, I will not... I will not...
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
All the... Strictly No Chit Chat and available on Spreaker.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I will not rip off any... music, I will not rip off any films, but in this day and age with uTorrent and so forth, you can download television shows, you can download music, you can download movies without paying for them.
Mm.
You can download it before it's even been released in the cinema. So therefore, the distributors have to release them quicker than they normally would.
Yeah, exactly.
So is that the reason then?
It's one of the main reasons,
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, just quickly.
The other reason is very simply also that it's a massive, phenomenal market and a big earner, far bigger earner than cinema. Cinemas, unfortunately, are really in their final demise, particularly in the UK. And so the DVDs is the place to go, and downloads as well.
Skyfall won a BAFTA the other day, thanks very much. Adele won Best Song.
Yeah.
Golden Globes with Skyfall.
Well, that's ruined it completely. That's ruined it.
Skyfall. It might
don't
as
hurt
well
me.
Be about this asteroid.
What, Adele?
Don't hurt me. Adele.
Oh
God, Adele.
Don't hurt me.
If you,
she's got some
vibes. If you wanted to make me happy, you would put a radio station on that played nothing but Cher. If you want to make me sick, you launch a radio station, make me listen to it, that plays nothing but Adele.
Cher looks
what.
Like a cross between Bruce Willis and Sylvester Stallone.
Do you know what?
She's
If you listen to Strictly No Chit Chat, which is available on Spreaker, and that is my program, I only play Australian music, and you'll enjoy that. So I suggest you.
So you play Kylie Minogue and Men at Work.
No, I don't play. I don't play Men at Work. That's too cliche. I played Kylie Minogue with a duet with Nick Cave. Begrudgingly.
Nick Cave. Now there you're talking. I forgot about.
Yeah, baby. I played ACDC in excess.
The best of Rolf Harris and Rolf Harris's greatest hit.
Oh, yeah, Rolf Harris as well.
No,
you've got a good playlist there, Rach.
You got to play Rach. I need a request.
Yeah, okay.
Stairway to Heaven by Rolf Harris.
Okay, yeah, the Wobbleboard one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I actually did that,
actually, yeah.
Do you know, all the songs, I don't need to steal them because I buy them legitimately. I'm not a pirate. I'm not a pirate. Arr.
Well, I'm not a pirate with music I've got either. I just got
it all
given to me.
Like a parrot.
But actually, I must admit, most of my music collection was given to me when I was working at other radio stations. But anyway, I don't follow this story at all. At all. Because I never understood what qualities this woman has got. And she's gone bankrupt. It's Martine McCutcheon.
I think this is a really boring story. I don't know why I put it on the list, really.
Who is she?
Exactly,
that's the problem. I met her once, and she was as boring in real life as she was in EastEnders. She's an actress out of that awful soap thing called EastEnders.
Right,
are we EastEnders? Well.
Are we name-dropping today, then?
Love, actually. Okay.
Are we name-dropping today? Are we name-dropping today?
If you want to name-drop, I can still beat you on name-dropping.
Cher made me a cup of tea.
I'm doubtful.
Like cast a spell?
Really? Cher made me a cup of tea.
Kylie Minogue for
Now,
bills.
Just ask me where I was at the time.
Where were you at what the
at
time?
At a tea lounge?
I was
on her knee.
I was at Abbey Road 2, where the Beatles recorded.
Guy Pearce was my first snog.
may I say that Edgar Broughton rolled me my first cigarette?
Yeah, that's no...
Kylie Minogue cried and asked for my belt.
Bob Dylan
when I was at the party studio.
I was attending.
Susie Quattro caused an absolute stink in Berlin Airport so that she could sit with me flying back to London.
Roger
Chapman
was very drunk with me.
The guy from Little River Band who played the bass, he was my father-in-law who's dead.
Ian Gillan bought me dinner.
I don't know
he's
one of my best friends.
Jason Donovan crashed into me with his stupid skateboard, so I punched him.
Yeah, that's a fib. Police lose all
Best.
Perspective, according to Lee. Armed cop swooped. Oh, I can't believe this. This is a rubbish story.
It's
not
a proper news story.
It's not.
It's the truth.
He was a quasi-action man.
Yeah. Quasi-action man.
Yeah. Not
He's
really.
He's a bit of a knob for actually photographing his action man and putting it on Facebook.
What a nana.
Yeah, but people do things like that. The sort of people who go on Facebook are the sort of people who will photograph their action man and put it on Facebook. That's what Facebook is about. Unfortunately.
I mean, who's a bigger nana? This guy or the five policemen who about a month later go around to his place and bust him because they think that he's got real firearms in his thing. And they have the nerve. This is what amazes me. They have the nerve to say to him, lucky you were in, because otherwise we'd have to break your door down. I mean, you know, don't they realise that, you know, lucky for them, they didn't break the door down.
Exactly. And also, the simple fact is that why did it take them a month if they were that
long?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's tiny and quite clearly a toy. I can't stop laughing.
It's
I think it's
hilarious.
It's a
barking mad story. It's barking mad. Absolutely.
But it happened. That's the craziness of the world.
You're right.
And it happened in Tewkesbury, Gloucestershire, which is just up the road from me.
Crazy enough to be true. Do you know who it probably was? It was probably Bruce Willis in rehearsal.
Yeah, because he's actually only 3 inches tall, Bruce Willis. That's the other
That's
thing.
That's right.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I'm going to leave this story to Mark and Lee because I'm far too young to even consider it. Sir Paul McCartney said he was surprised to win the 17th Grammy Award.
Over to you, Mark.
I didn't even know he had. I don't have any real interest in Paul McCartney at all.
Well,
do
I.
Since the end of the Beatles, you know, and I'm not too bothered.
Paul McCartney is now known as the singing tortoise. If anybody's seen a picture of him recently, you will know exactly why he's known as the singing tortoise. And he makes slow hand, whatever his name is, look fast. Paul McCartney is the biggest insult to rock and roll and popular music that has ever been perpetrated on England since Rolf Harris.
Oh, that's pushing it a bit.
He's
making his music. Yeah. He's bringing joy to some people and making money, but there we are. Sorry, Rachel, what you were saying?
That's all right. I watched the Grammys, and this was so important that they didn't even show it. I tell you what about the Grammys,
the singing tortoise couldn't get up the stairs quick enough.
Oh, well, yeah, clearly he was sitting in the back and it was all too slow. But he did win a Grammy, but they didn't actually show it. They didn't actually show it on the televised event. But I tell you who did win three Grammys, an Australian artist called Gaultier, who I'm actually featuring on my show this week.
What's
so, you know, chat, which you can get on Spreaker. So.
Yes.
What's he called? Gaultier?
Gaultier.
I had that operated on one of them.
Exactly. But going, I'm going to upset all of you now. There's only one track that if I was on a desert island from Paul McCartney, I would take with me.
What?
Mull of Kintyre.
That is so boring. As well. What a load of
rubbish. I'd throw myself in the ocean around that island.
No.
Wish for death.
You just Oof.
I suppose if you had to pick one, you'd have to pick, like, what's that one that goes on and on and on? I can't remember what it's called.
It would be one.
Yeah, they do.
What,
yeah,
the
you're
one,
right. Yeah.
No, the one that goes on and on would have been written by Bob Dylan.
Hey Jude by the Singing Tortoise.
Oh, no, that was good. Hey Jude was very good.
Exactly, that's what I've just said.
Hey
Jude was great.
Hey Jude was pretty good.
Excuse me. Mull of Kintyre features bagpipes.
Mull of Kintyre is about Scotland. Rest my case.
Excuse me. I shall put my McRae tie on and slap you about the head with it.
What? Put your grey tie on?
My
Jude's going that tie.
McRae tie.
McRae tie.
Yeah, my grandmother was a McRae. My grandmother was Scottish.
My mother was McRae.
My
had a virus and died.
Oh, God. Anyway. Moving along, he says, because we are very, 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 very nearly out of time. And I mean incredibly close to being out of everything.
Shut up and get on with it then!
Okay. Okay, final one. Oh, come on now. A sea slug that is able to detach, regrow, and then use its parts of its anatomy has surprised scientists. Who cares?
Was this a sea slug? I thought it was Paul McCartney.
Well, exactly, yeah. Yeah, it could be known as a singing penis as well.
It's Paul McCartney as a hybrid of Russell Brand.
No! What? Don't you be rude about Russell Brand.
I love him.
That Britain has produced in the last 20 years.
Really? He is. I love him. He's just very,
Russell
very
Brand
in touch with his organ.
Dreadful.
He's boring.
He's brilliant.
Boring man with a funny, squeaky voice.
I hate his
What's wrong with having a squeaky voice?
Yeah. Nothing, I've got one.
It sounds nice on you, but,
Well, the only thing I've got to finish off with, because we are getting right out of time, is we did have one message this week, which I'd like to share with everybody, which came from a former BBC producer who I know.
Oh, here we go.
And it says, you know, Lee's quite funny at times, but haven't you got an off switch for him?
Oh.
It's the quiet that hurts.
I hurt for you.
Thank you. Yeah, quite is like the biggest insult, particularly when you've just dinked your Bentley and we know who you are. You sent that letter in.
I think you should practice for him, Lee.
What, shutting up?
No, singing the song.
Which song?
Silence is Golden.
Silence is golden, but my eyes still see.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.